So that brings us to the end of this learning activity. Let's just summarize what we've learned so far. So DNA is a polymer that's made up of individual nucleotide monomers. Each of these nucleotides is made up of a phosphate group, a pentose sugar, and a nitrogenous base. And it is the nitrogenous base that gives a nucleotide its identity. There are five different nitrogenous bases, and therefore there's five different types of nucleotides. These five types are adenine, thymine, cytosine, guanine, and uracil. Thymine is only found in DNA, while uracil is only found in RNA. So a complete DNA molecule is made up of two strands of nucleotides, which are bound to each other through hydrogen bonding. And these two strands are coiled in a shape that's called a double helix. Each of the strands has a phosphate sugar backbone with the nitrogenous base pointed towards the center of the double helix. Now these nitrogenous bases have specific pairs that bind together called complementary base pairs. Adenine will only bind to thymine, while cytosine will only bind to guanine. And finally, each single strand of nucleotide has two distinct ends, a 5' end, which has the phosphate group bound to the number 5 carbon of the pentose sugar, and a 3' end, which has a hydroxyl group bound to the number 3 carbon of the pentose sugar. So because each strand has a 5' end and a 3' end, we can say it has a direction. And these two strands in a double helix run anti-parallel to each other. One strand runs from its 5' to 3' direction, while the other strand runs from 3' to 5'. So that concludes this learning activity on the structure of DNA. If you have any questions, please ask your teacher.